1. The Norway. Wimborne Minster, the year of our Lord 955. His work begun, the scribe looked up and flashed a smile brimming with youthful innocence. Tell me about King Eric, your grace. The archbishop blew the froth from his ale and peered across the rim, chuckling softly as he took a sip. Blood axe? The man sat before him looked too young to scrape the down from his cheeks. At times he felt as old as the hills, a relic from another age. He had been a kingmaker, negotiating as an equal with foreign kings on the borders of Northumbria like a Caesar of old. You have to be more precise with Norsemen, he gently chided the youth. They have more kings and sea kings at any given moment than have ever been pontiff in Rome. The hearth flared as a log settled to send tongues of flame curling upward, and Wulfstan crossed to the window with a sigh, as his attempt to add a touch of jollity to the conversation failed to alter the lad's beatific expression. Taking another pull from his cup, the old churchman looked out across the fields. The days were shortening quickly as the year wound down. Soon it would be time to chant the Christ Mass, and his eyes ran down to the water meadow and the river Stour beyond, as his mind began to drift back across the years. Trees reached skyward, skeletal in their winter slumber, beneath a dark cap of rooks. Somewhere in the distance, the harsh bark of a vixen set the dogs to yapping in the nearby kennels. Blood axe, he said with a disarming smile. Eric Blood axe. You know, if a young cherub like you had called him that to his face, he would have taken his axe and split you like a log. The old Northumbrian flicked a look at the West Saxon and was gratified to see that the name of his friend still carried power, despite the year that had gone over since his passing. Eric Haraldson, most favored son of King Harald Fairhair. He went on as the scribe lowered his head and began scratching his marks onto the vellum before him. If it is an undeniable fact that Harald was the greatest Norseman, his son Eric was perhaps the greatest Viking, although he, too, was a king 5 times over, to my certain knowledge. I will tell you all that I know, for it will add to his reputation. And reputation, as all men of worth are aware, is what fighting men crave above all. But if you are to understand my tale, you will need to do more than form letters of ink. He waved a dismissive hand at the lush greens and gentle slopes of Dorsetshire. You will have to work your mind's eye to people a land where snow-capped peaks reach the clouds, the seas roar and boil, and men are as hard as the rock which surrounds them. Wulfstan looked across the room. The clerk was scribbling dutifully away. He doubted that the young man possessed the imagination to carry his thoughts beyond the minster walls. But his mind settled to the task as the fire sputtered. The warmth seeped into his bones, and the ale worked its spell. Eric was sent north to foster when he was a lad of 7 winters, to a herser named Thorir Kolbeinsson in a region the Norsemen called Fjordane. This herser was a great warrior, one of Harald's greatest fighters in the days of his youth, days when they had riven shield walls in a brotherhood of spearmen and axemen, driven all who dared to oppose them from the land, and forged the first kingdom of the Norway in the crucible of war. The blade wailed like a banshee as it cut the air. The young Norseman skipped backwards and dropped his shield to deflect the blow. But the axeman knew his work, and a heartbeat later the heel had hooked the rim and sent it spinning from his grasp. Eric's eyes darted from side to side as he judged the distance to the board. But the man before him only laughed and closed in for the kill. What are you going to do now? Nowhere to hide, outnumbered and cut off from your friends. The spearman dropped the tip of his weapon and glared above the rim of his own shield as the pair circled. Eric swung in slow, deliberate arcs as his attackers searched for a way to unlock his stubborn defense, his eyes flicking from spear point to axe blade as he attempted to keep both men in view. Even deprived of the protection of his shield, both attackers knew that they had cornered a wolf. And a wolf at bay was as dangerous a thing as any man was likely to meet on Midgard. A quick look was all that was needed, and Eric knew that the hand grip was beyond his reach. Years of training imposed themselves upon him, and he discounted the thing, pushing it from his mind as he concentrated on the figures before him. They were splitting up, circling, spear and axe jabbing forward as they tested his makeshift defense and sought a weakness. Arinbjörn attacked first, the silvered blade of his spear flashing in the pale sunlight as he stabbed low. But Eric was ready, and a skip of his feet sent the lunge darting past his calf. Perfectly balanced, his own spear was already in motion, the point of the blade cutting an arc in the still air of the morning as it scythed towards the attacker's face. Arinbjörn pulled his head back at the last moment, the blade whistling through as he steadied himself to counter.